Today is different. You know why it's different?
No.
You suggested we do the podcast.
I did.
You said we should do a podcast about Pink Floyd. And then it hit me while you were watching your shitty-ass movie. I'm always the one who picks what we do, and you usually don't like it. You're usually bitching and complaining about whatever we're doing. I don't want to sing. I don't want to write songs. Blah, 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 blah. I can't understand. I can't understand music. Blah, 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 blah. So, today, I'm going to give you a shot. I'm going to let you host it, and you just control. You, wherever that mind of yours takes us on this podcast, is wherever we'll go.
All right.
So, it's your time.
Well, I just watched a movie that is maybe sort of a cult movie. I don't know. I don't think too many people know about it. A friend told me
about it. You have to say the name of the movie. Oh, my God.
The name of the movie is Threads. T-H-R-E-A-D-S. I thought it was Shreds. And it's a nuclear war movie. And it isn't exactly fiction. I mean, it does have characters, but the characters aren't developed enough that you care about them.
That doesn't make it not fiction. It is fiction. It's
well, it's not
a movie.
It's a prediction of what would happen in a nuclear war.
That's literally every movie about a nuclear war ever.
Yes, but the characters are more developed probably in other
war movies. Here's my argument, though. You've never seen a nuclear war movie.
It seems like I have, but really, I don't think I have. But
my point with the movie is, you keep saying that's nonfiction and that everybody should watch it even though it's bad. But, like, everything that has ever been made, movie-wise, is for entertainment.
Well, I don't think so.
Name one thing that isn't.
The movie that you see in your history class about World War I, or
that is for entertainment.
The movie that explains
what movie?
Math concepts.
What movie?
I don't know of any movies. I don't know of the titles of any of those movies.
Those aren't movies, though. Those are just, like, videos. Those are nonfiction videos.
Oh, so, well, whatever you want to call it. But I disagree different. With you that all movies are made for entertainment.
Okay,
I think there are a few.
Give me one example.
Threads.
Well, that's a terrible example.
Well, you haven't seen it.
Okay, but I just read a whole thing about it, how it's a powerful fiction piece, and how great of a fiction movie it is. And it's described as drama fiction.
Well,
on Google.
That may be true. I don't know.
I mean, it can't be nonfiction, because it's a prediction of something. That doesn't make it, like...
Well, it's not a story, nonfiction kind of thing.
But that doesn't make it non... What?
Well, maybe it's not nonfiction. I mean, maybe it's fiction. You can call it fiction if you want. I don't care.
It is fiction.
Okay.
By definition. Anyway.
But it presents a story of a town in England, Sheffington, I think it is, which is a steel town, industrial town, and how the war gets started.
All right,
it was
on.
Maine
this
in
is
1984.
This is...
Okay, well, Alex isn't being entertained, so we have to talk about something else.
Yeah, we are. That was painful to listen to. And I'm sitting next to you.
Well, if you'd given me time, I could have made it interesting, but...
You didn't make it interesting. You had
no
time.
I hadn't got to the interesting part yet.
Yeah, but you can't just sit there and ramble on about nothing for a minute just to get to one interesting point.
Okay, well, I'm not a good podcast host.
That's what makes this funny.
But and I'm not very good at entertaining. That's why I wasn't a good teacher. But I don't know what else to talk about. I think anything I talked about would bore you.
That's not true.
What have I talked about
that
doesn't bore you?
It's not even about what you talk about. It's how you talk.
Well, that's how I talk.
Yeah, well, it's
terrible.
I can't
talk any other way.
That's not true. Be entertaining. You have the most monotone voice. You don't have any, like, ups or downs. You're like, in a steel town called Sheffington, there's a movie that takes place. It was made in 1984, I think.
I didn't get around to saying that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
I heard it.
Okay.
It's a movie that presents a story in Sheffington, a steel town, in 1984. And blah, 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 blah.
I like the way that sounds.
It's,
I would be interested in that.
And you're a boring person, so that's my point. I'm waiting on you, host.
On that note...
What the heck? What are you doing?
I just don't like to be insulted.
You're not being insulted. You take everything so
personally.
You're a
boring person. That's not insulting.
You could be an entertaining person.
If what?
If you just learned how to talk.
Well, I think at my age, I probably won't learn how to talk differently.
Okay, anyway, go. You're the host.
I don't have anything to talk about now that we could talk about Pink Floyd.
You could try
to continue. But I don't know anything about Pink
Floyd. You could try
to
continue with your dumbass movie.
No, you're just going to tell me I'm boring again, and I'm not going to.
If you make it entertaining, I wouldn't.
Well, I don't know what would make it entertaining for you. I don't know how serious.
Just don't be boring. Just talk about it. Just talk about it. Don't think about what you're saying. Just say it.
No, you've damaged my perception of it. So
what do you mean?
You haven't damaged my perception of it, but you've damaged my ability to talk about it naturally.
You are taking this so personal.
Well, Alex, when you say you're a boring person,
you call yourself a boring person all the time, and I'm laughing. Like, you don't have, you take everything I say so serious, and like everything I say,
you don't think I'm a boring
person?
There's
no nuance or any like any room to like just think of it as like a joke. I just say things like not everything I say has to have some deep
meaning. Do other people get insulted? Am I the only one?
You're literally the only person.
Wow.
Like,
none of your friends get mad at you because you say bad things about them?
I don't say bad things about them.
Oh.
I'm not saying bad things about you. I jokingly called you a boring person, and then you got, like, genuinely offended.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I think you meant it.
But it's, like, so obvious when I'm laughing that it's just, like, stupid. Like, I'm just saying things. Like, half of what I say...
I don't like to just say things. I want you to mean what you say.
It's not just... I mean, it's just a joke. Like, not everything has to be taken so literally. There's, like, nuance. I do think that how are you presenting that was really boring. So maybe even if your point overall was interesting, when you're talking like that, that's just so, like, blah, blah, blah. I want to shoot my brain out.
Well, I'm just no good at being excited, I guess.
You don't have to be excited. Just, like, don't just... You also get focused. All right. Let's redo it. Okay. Go for it.
Redo what?
Like the movie. Talk about it
again.
Do
we want to start where I left off?
Just restart it.
Well, in the movie Threads, it's interesting because it shows that people who are even well prepared, because there's a whole bunch of stuff about how England and Sheffield in particular is prepared for a nuclear war. But when the nuclear war comes, none of their preparation does any good. And everything is destroyed, and people have no idea what to do. And so all that preparation that the federal government of the United Kingdom and then also the local governments went to was just totally useless. And England, Sheffield, were back in basically caveman times. And it was pretty gruesome because two women had babies. And
so what's your opinion on it?
I don't think that it's entertaining, but I think that it's educational. And
what'd you learn?
I learned that the new idea to me was that all the preparation that had gone into preparing for it was just totally useless.
If you say
that's
the word
thing.
Preparation one more time, I might shoot my brains out.
Well, I mean, you know, they had all these plans, like they had local units and certain people would designate as mayor and other kinds of things. And they had an office in a basement. Well, that basement guy.
So you don't think something can be educational and entertaining at the same time?
Oh, no, I definitely think it could.
So how is this educational?
This was educational. It would be educational to somebody who really didn't grasp how incredibly damaging and destructive a nuclear bomb would be.
I think most people know how to,
Well, I think a lot of people wouldn't think that it was this bad.
I mean, what part of it?
That 10 years later, people would still be killing each other for food and things like that.
Yeah, I would think it'd be worse than that. I'm shocked there's even that many people alive. Well, realistically, there wouldn't be.
There wouldn't be that many people alive if there weren't that many people alive.
The Walking Dead is 10 times worse than that.
I would rather die with the first bomb in a nuclear war. Oh, I wouldn't want to survive.
See, I hope a zombie apocalypse happens.
You hope what?
A zombie apocalypse happens. That'd be so fun.
Well, wouldn't you be scared?
No.
Would you join them?
Join what?
Willingly?
Join what?
The zombies.
What? What?
Would you let them get you so
Why
you could be a zombie?
Why would I do that? And how did you get
how
that?
How do you think the zombie apocalypse would be fun?
Because you get to kill walkers. You get to, like, make alliances and shit. You get to, like, fight all the time. It's just like a video game in real life. You would rather... Okay, I'm going to give you two options. You get to just, like, live, like, fighting and, like, alliances and, like, whoopity-doo-dah and, like, you know, like a video game in real life. You'd rather work a 9-to-5 struggling with depression, anxiety, because you don't know if you're going to be able to pay your next bills. Which would you rather have?
9-to-5.
That's insane to me. I would so rather be in, like...
So you would rather fight?
That's...
But I don't like to fight.
Well, it's not just about fighting. It's just about, like, not being bored.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the world's so
You're
boring.
You're easily bored, yeah.
Because the world's boring.
But it would be a lot more exciting if there were zombies chasing.
Exactly. There's no rules, but, like, that doesn't really matter because it doesn't affect anybody. Like, there's so little
people. How long
people.
Do you think you'd last?
For as long as I wanted. Oh, until I get old. And it also depends. I mean, part of it would be luck. But if I had, like, a group of, like,
allies and...
Wasn't done talking. Like, 5 to 10 people that I got to choose. Well, I mean, choose by how many people I'd meet. Then, like, I could live a long time, I think.
And you would like to live like that. In danger all the time. Not necessarily
having
enough
food. Do you think
that
we're not in danger all the time? As a society?
Well, that's a good point.
It is a good point. That's why I said it.
And I'm just, you know, maybe it's because I'm old and tired, but I don't think I would ever want to live a lifestyle where I had to fight.
Well, I mean, you would die immediately. No offense. No, but you'd also want to die. But, yeah, I mean, that's...
Why do you think I would die immediately?
Grandma, you can't walk 50 feet without getting completely winded.
Oh, well, that's because I'm old and tired.
Well, that's...
Yeah, I would want to die. Yeah, what? Definitely.
You just asked me why you think I would die, and then I gave
you
a reason,
as a
and then
young
you
person.
Think, oh, well, I still think you would die.
If because you were, like, 20. Because I don't have the fight in me?
No, well, just because you have, like, no, like, skills like, that would be useful in the zombie apocalypse.
I know how to grow food.
But that's so far down the line. You have to be able to kill
things.
So you
want to be a caveman, kind of.
No, not at all. That's not even... No.
You don't ever want to have children or settle down?
They literally have children and settle down in The Walking Dead. They make giant cities by the end of it.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I don't really know what the zombie apocalypse is all about, so...
I mean, just listen, then.
Well, why don't you join the army?
I've thought about it, actually. But I can't.
Because of your eyes?
Yeah. Also, why would you even suggest that? Because right when you did, you got this look on your face of like, oh my god, why the fuck did I say that?
I did that. Well, I just meant, that's the kind of thing.
That's totally different than that, though.
Yeah, because you just have to obey other people, and you'd never. But once you got to the top, it would be strategy and allies and everything.
Nope. No. Not totally. Well, just. There's not. Okay. Back to my point. As a young person, you wouldn't survive at all.
And why is that?
Give me one skill that you have that would be useful for the zombie apocalypse.
I can talk. Good.
Okay, so when a zombie's mumbling and about to eat your brains. No, no, no! I don't.
I have children. Did you know, think about your mother.
Do you know what zombies are?
Yes, I do. And I think they're ridiculous. I think the whole zombie thing is ridiculous.
You know, like, there's multiple zombie funguses out there, right?
You mean that eat your brains?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. No, that's not. No, what do you mean, yeah?
There is a fungus.
That's not what I said at all.
That eats your brain.
That's not even remotely close to what I said. There's zombie funguses that literally. There will be like a fungus, and then if another fungus that's like a zombie fungus touches it, or it'll like kill it and it'll turn into a zombie fungus.
But they're still alive?
Yeah. But they're like fucked up. It's like a real thing. Scientists like created in a lab. So there's
science has created or found?
Scientists created this like fungus stuff. And they said that like. Zombies are not, like, a totally unrealistic thing. This came out a few months ago. It's not, like, a totally unrealistic thing that, like, a lot of people act like.
It is so.
Okay. I mean, you just don't
want to. After you die, you come back to life as a zombie?
We don't ever die.
Oh. I thought you had to die.
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, you die for, like, a second, but you don't, like, die for 10 years and then come back. I mean, be bit, kind of pass out, and then wake up as a zombie. But I mean, also, like, you just, like, hate it so much. I mean, I've never heard you just openly deny science like you just did. I mean, like, I don't even care if you believe it or don't believe it, but you're just like, no.
So science has created zombie funguses, and they therefore think that...
Well, they have, I mean, more than just, like, whoa, but, like, yeah, I mean, it's a theoretical thing that could happen. I'm not saying that's going to, and I'm just saying this to say, I mean, like, it's real.
Well, I haven't seen that. I haven't heard that science has predicted that, and, you know... Oh my God, stop.
Because you're making noise on that.
Science is an ongoing proposition. And theories are just theories.
I mean, I'm just saying, okay. I mean, you're just getting so, like, ridiculous about this. All I'm saying is that I would like to live in a zombie apocalypse. You are, like, genuinely worrying about actually living in one now.
Well, it doesn't make me happy that you want to live in one, but why? That's okay. You get to live your life.
Why would...
I don't know why you would want to fight all the time.
And it's not just about fighting all the time, though.
What's it about?
Well, you're so crazy.
Well, what is it about? I'm serious.
I mean, have you ever watched a zombie apocalypse movie?
No. And I think I started one that one time.
What one time? What?
And I suddenly, out of nowhere, this horrible zombie appeared.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Why'd you look at me like I was gonna know?
Well, you were with me. You made me watch it.
Well, it was probably The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, so, I know what you're talking about. A zombie appeared on screen, not even, like, eating or doing anything. It just appeared on screen, and you, like, shit your pants. You were so scared.
I wasn't exactly scared. I was disgusted. Yes,
you were. No, you were scared.
Well, I might have
you
been
scared yelled, too. Turned that off, and jumped, like, 5 feet in the air.
Well, that's why I don't want to be in a zombie apocalypse.
And I don't think it's weird not to, but you get so defensive about how stupid it is. And so, but you just watched this whole movie about a nuclear war where people survived.
Well, you know, that's likely to happen. It happened in Japan.
Which part?
The people dying burning at the center and dying of radiation at a larger center.
And I know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that you watched one about people surviving. I'm saying that's the crazy part. That's, I mean, like...
I probably wouldn't have watched it if Kevin hadn't asked me to. He's a very dear friend, so... But, yeah, I'm not a fighter.
It's not just about fighting, though.
Well, okay, so tell me what it's about. I mean, what are the good things about being in a zombie?
Well, I'm not saying they'd be good for you, but for me, it'd be strategy and just moving all the time. You wouldn't have to deal with, like, people.
And not being bored.
I already said that, but yeah. I mean, and you would just not have to deal with people. You wouldn't, like all anxiety of normal day anxiety would go away.
Well, you'd have to deal with your people, your five people.
Well, but that's chosen, and you can leave. I mean, there's so much space in between everybody. I mean, it would be, like, weird to run across people, and that would be awesome. And I can still play guitar, which is, like, the only thing I do anyway. So, I mean, I don't know. And if most of the humans died, then we couldn't fuck ourselves.
Then we can what?
We wouldn't fuck ourselves like we are right now. I mean, like...
Oh, you don't mean literally.
What?
You mean, like, fuck in the sense of causing disruption. You don't mean fuck in the sense of having sexual intercourse.
Oh, my God.
What?
Pat, what the fuck? What in the fuck? Not in the sense of having intercourse? What are you talking about? I know you what you said, mean, but like, what, I mean, what, why would I not be, why would I be talking about masturbating?
Who knows?
That made no sense in any context.
Well.
I mean, the zombie apocalypse wouldn't stop or change how often people masturbate, I would assume. Anyway, okay. Getting totally off topic, I'm saying that humans are fucking themselves.
Yes, I know. Now I know. I wasn't sure.
Not in masturbating ways. But we couldn't do that if there's less of them. And I also...
Oh, yes, you could.
No, you couldn't. In what way? What
well, your group... You would have an in-group, and then there would be the others. And you would screw over the others if you could.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, nuclear warfare or climate change. Like climate change.
Oh,
I'm saying as a society.
Yes.
I mean, if five people die, then, like, tough shit. Like, who cares? But... So...
Yeah.
And then, all the, like, money would be irrelevant.
Yeah.
Power would be irrelevant in the sense that we think of it now. Power and money...
Power wouldn't be irrelevant,
because... But it wouldn't be, like, because they're rich and just got lucky. It would be, like, you actually built it on yourself.
Because they could fight.
No, not just fighting. You keep saying fighting. It would not just be fighting. If someone is really smart and is just with four people who can fight, then, like, I mean, they'll survive. If there's four people who can fight and then one person who's really good at strategy making and just living, then they could work as a team well. I mean, it's not just about, like, killing things.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Not I guess, it's how it works, Grandma.
Well, but you would either have to... You'd have to kill enough people to scare the others.
What others? And no, you wouldn't. What people would you have to kill?
The people whose food you wanted.
The fuck are you... Grandma, there's not that many people in a zombie apocalypse. Like, running across other people is, like, a bizarre thing to happen.
And is there food enough for everybody?
I mean, sure. Okay. Well, I mean, there's so much canned food in the world that if they go raid a grocery store, that they would find food. And you can grow food. And we gotta think, that, like...
So exactly what caused the zombie apocalypse?
In The Walking Dead?
Uh-huh.
I mean, just a virus.
Oh.
What do you think causes zombie apocalypse? I mean, I mean, that's like everything. I mean, like, every zombie apocalypse movie, it's because of a virus. Which is, like, the zombie fungus is just a virus.
Right.
That kills.
Well, fungus is not a virus.
Oh my God. What part of the zombie fungus do you not understand?
I understand that a fungus is not a virus.
That's not what I said at all.
Okay.
Like, are you fucking stupid?
Are you saying that the virus caused the fungus?
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh my God. There's a virus.
Okay.
It would go in fungus.
Like, okay.
So a fungus would get a virus. That virus wouldn't kill it necessarily. It would make it to where it kills other funguses.
Okay.
It's basically just like a contagious virus.
And it kills other funguses, but yet they remain alive.
In a sense.
And do damage to other funguses?
That's not about doing it. Oh my God. It's a virus. What part do you not understand? It's like any other virus. It's like COVID. Like, if someone with COVID walked into a room with 20 people, all those people have a chance of getting COVID. So these, like, funguses, the only difference is if you had COVID and died, you'd be dead. And if you had COVID, if you had a zombie thing, then you would just turn to, like, a zombie type thing. I don't think it's that complicated, like, actually.
I don't think it's that complicated. I just didn't understand how it started. And that's why I asked you. And you answered me. All the while saying how stupid I am.
Yeah. I never...
Well, okay.
Okay. But you're the host. You gotta talk.
So now we're finishing. Kidding.
What? Stop.
If I'm the host, I should be able to stop it when I want to.
No.
That's not fair, Alex.
But I don't care. I don't ask if it's fair.
Do you care about things being fair? Do you just want to fight, or do you just want to...
Why do you think I want to fight?
Because you just said you did.
No, I literally never did. You have said the word fight 1,000 times more than me this podcast. I've never said I just want to fight. I don't even care about that part of it, really. And also, life isn't fair, so why would I, tough shit?
Yeah, but you want to be... Do you want to be fair to people?
Grandma, I'm not letting you into stupid podcasts at, 12:30 on a random night. That's not genuinely questioning my morals of fairness.
I know, but I'm questioning them
in general?
Anyway. Yeah.
I mean, what's even fair?
Well...
Equity is more important than equality.
That's what does that mean?
What's the difference between equity and equality?
Uh-huh.
Okay, think of it this way. Equality means that everybody stands on the same floor. So if you're 5'7 and someone's 4'7, the person that's 5'7 is taller. So they're just going to happen to be taller because you're all standing on the same level floor. Equity means that the person that's 4'7, to be fair, would have a stool that's a foot so that he's the same size as the person that's 5'7. Okay. It's like some people do get extra things, but it's only because, like, an IEP, for example, at school. Like, an IEP is equity because it's making, like, equality would just mean everybody has to do the same assignments the exact same way. But IEP would be, like, saying that, well, that person gets more time because they have a learning disability, which makes it more fair to everybody. So I think equity is more important than equality.
Well, the way you explain it, that's true. But
yeah.
I wonder what those words really mean. If but anyway, that, I like
what?
Your way of explaining it.
What the fuck does that even... Well, okay. What do you think I'm wrong about? I mean, do you not know what the words equity or equality mean?
Yeah, well, I'm confused about the words, about what they mean. I mean, I could think that you might be able to reverse it and say that equity is everybody standing on the same floor, but equality would be if the short one had a box.
No.
Okay.
Well, equality means that you start at the same base. Well, whatever. I mean, it doesn't even matter. I know I'm right, so don't really care about your opinion.
Well, I think you're probably right, but I don't know it for
sure. I am right. So get over it. You're so fit. You take everything so personally.
I'm not taking anything personally right now.
You're like...
I was just...
Side-eye. Way on you, man.
I'm not going to say anything else because for me, the podcast is over.
Didn't you want to talk about Pink Floyd? You never talked about Pink Floyd.
Oh, well, that's true. I don't know anything about Pink Floyd. I was going to have you talk about Pink Floyd.
Well, you could interview me as the host.
Okay, lyrics to that, to the... Comfortably Numb song.
What are the lyrics to the Comfortably Numb song?
Don't you know?
Yeah,
well,
I do.
Would you say them? Because I was trying to think of them.
Okay. Okay, well, it's hard to not sing.
Let's sing it.
No, I'm not. No, what? Hello. Wait. Hello. 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 Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Down, down. Is there anybody home? Relax. Just a little pinprick. No, that's not the right verse. Wait, hold on. Is there anybody home? Relax. Just a little pinprick. Oh. Just not if you can hear me. Down, down. Is there anybody home? There is no pain you are receding. There's no pain you are receding. No distant smoke in the horizon. Wait up. Distance. When I was a child, I had a dream. My hands just felt like When I was a child, I had a fever. My hands just felt like two balloons. Now I've got that feeling once again. I have become comfortably numb. That's the first verse. I think I missed it.
There was something in it that said, I vaguely remember, or, you know, along that line. Like, I get a glimpse of, or something.
Yeah. That's in the second verse. What is that?
Oh, okay.
That's like, now I've got that feeling once again. I can't explain. You would not understand. This is not how I am. I've become comfortable now. Okay. I do believe it's working good. Stand up. Through the show. No. To the show, I get a glimpse of down. I don't know.
Yeah. I can look it up later if I need to.
All right. Next question.
And I think that Kevin said that the end of that song was the best guitar solo.
Oh my God. Kevin deserves a hug.
That's true.
One of them. Most people believe it's the best guitar solo of all time. It probably is. I mean, pretty undebatable.
So, who plays it?
David Gilmour,
not Syd Barrett.
Syd Barrett is... Okay, just think of it this way. Dark Side and Post is David Gilmour. Everything before Dark Side is Syd Barrett. So, Animals, Wish You Were Here, Dark Side, The Wall, all David Gilmour.
Oh, okay. Is Comfortably Numb part of The Wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's towards the end.
Okay. Well, now we've talked about Pink Floyd.
Oh my God, stop trying to end it randomly. Stop being a dick.
Well, I'm not going to say anything else. If you want to talk, you can.
Ask questions about Pink Floyd. You're in such a pissy mood. Why'd you ask to do the podcast?
Because I thought you were bored.
Well, I was, but if you're going to be, like, pissy about it, then I'm going to call.
You always think I'm pissy about it. You still want to do...
No, because sometimes you're, like, being funny and you're just, like, pissed off, but it's just funny. And this, you're, like, genuinely, like, personally pissed off. And you seem, like, extra...
I don't feel
extra.
Pissed off.
Yeah, but you seem, like, extra... Anyway, let's talk about Pink Floyd. Ask me some more questions.
I don't have any more questions.
I'm a Pink Floyd expert. Well, think about it.
You are a Pink Floyd expert,
yeah,
so hold forth.
So I'll filibuster while you think of a question.
I only had one question.
Well, you can think about it.
No.
What? Why?
Because I don't want to talk anymore.
Then why'd you ask to do the fucking podcast about Pink Floyd? And then you went on about some dumbass movie for 30 minutes?
Because I had that question about Pink Floyd, and I figured that would start you off, and you could talk for a half hour on it.
Well, what about? Okay. Fine. I'm going to ask you about Pink Floyd then. What's your favorite Pink Floyd album?
I don't know. I don't have one. The Wall, I guess.
Can you name five Pink Floyd songs?
No.
Yeah, you could. Think about it. You got this. I Believe in You.
I'm Comfortably Numb is the only one I know.
It's not even a song.
A Brick in the Wall. Is that a song?
You so far, you haven't said a correct title.
Huh?
You haven't said a correct title of anything so far. Comfortably Numb, Another Brick in the Wall.
Okay.
Part 1 and Part 2 and Part 3. Alright, you got this. That's seriously it.
Stairway to Heaven.
That's a joke, right?
I don't know. Did somebody else want to do that?
Oh, my God. That's,
I wasn't sure if they did it or not.
That's Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. I think one time you told me it was Pink Floyd.
No,
probably just to trick me.
Definitely never said that.
I don't know.
Definitely did not. Oh, maybe to trick you. But doubt it. But maybe. Yeah, anyway, what was that? Okay, you want to know all the songs on the wall in order? It goes, shit, I can't think of the first song. I can think of, like, the next five, but not the first one. In the Flesh. Okay, you ready? You ready? Oh, you're ready. Oh, she looks so happy. She has her hand on her face. Anyway, In the Flesh, The Thin Ice, Another Brick in the Wall Part 1, The Happiest Days of Our Lives, Another Brick in the Wall Part 2, Mother, Empty Spaces, Young Lust, Another Brick in the Wall Part 3, and then some more songs. Dark Side, in order, all the songs that go. Okay, hold on, let me think about this for a second.
I gotta drink water.
No, you don't.
Hurry up.
You're so pissed off. Okay. Dark Side starts. I can never remember the name of the first song for some reason. On the Run. No. It goes. God damn it. What is the name of the first song? It's like the. Oh my God. I mean, I can think of it. Breathe. Oh, God damn it. This is gonna really piss me off that I can't think of this. Well. Excluding that one, it goes Breathe, On the Run, Time, The Great Gig in the Sky, Money, Us and Them, some other songs. I'm really off my game right now, to be honest.
I wonder why.
I just feel so insulted by you.
Okay, I really am signing off, and if Alex wants to continue, he can.
Any
best wishes
words?
To everybody.
We're never letting you host another podcast again. Any final words?
Good best wishes to everybody.
She said she hates you all and hopes you all die in a fire. And then she just fired us walking away. And it's on the podcast. Best day of my life. Happiest days of our lives. Okay, hold on. I'm not getting this podcast until I can think of what the first song is. I mean, I could figure out all the other ones, but I cannot think of what the name of the goddamn first song is. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. It's like three words. Speak to me. Speak to me. That's what it is. Duh. Speak to me. Speak to me. Breathe. Yeah. Okay. Now I'll end it. I didn't end it. I just fucking got you. You dumbass.